Track 60. Edward Cullen was four cars down from me, staring at me in horror. A dark blue van was spinning out of control across the ice of the parking lot. It was going to hit the back of my truck, and I was just between them. I didn't even have time to close my eyes when something hit me. My head cracked against the ice, but two long white hands were in front of me and saved me.
Bella, are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. How did you get here so fast? I couldn't believe my eyes.
I was right next to you, Bella, he said, serious.
No, you were over there by the car. I saw you.
I set my jaw. Please, Bella, trust me. I'll explain later.
Fine, I said angrily. Dad arrived and I was brought to hospital. A doctor came and my mouth fell open. He was blonde and handsome, more than a movie star. He was Edward's dad, Carlyle.
Take some aspirin for the pain, but you're all right, girl.
I went home with Dad, confused about what had happened. Edward had saved my life, but how? How could he do that? The rest of the week, Edward avoided me. But the following Monday, after biology class, he spoke to me again.
Bella, I'm sorry. I'm being rude to you, but, you see, it's better this way, really.
Why?
It's better if we're not friends. I gathered all my books and walked to the door. Once at home, I tried to keep busy by cooking dinner, but my head was spinning and analysing every word Edward had said. Of course he wasn't interested in me. I wasn't interesting. And he was. And brilliant. And beautiful. And mysterious. But I would definitely leave him alone, as he desired.
The next day, in the cafeteria, I was with my friend Jessica, and she started talking about the upcoming spring dance. Everybody was excited about that.
Everybody but me.
Edward Cullen is staring at you, Jessica said. I looked up, and he raised one hand and asked me to join him.
Maybe he needs help with homework.
I'd better go and see what he wants. I sat down facing him and kept silent.
What are you thinking about? He asked.
I'm trying to figure out what you are, but I haven't got a clue. Actually, I was uncertain between some kind of Bruce Wayne Superman or Peter Parker Spider-Man, but I couldn't tell him.
I don't think you're bad, I said. He just looked at me, eyes full of emotion.
You're wrong, Bella. His voice was almost inaudible. The silence lasted until I noticed that the canteen was empty.
It's late. We have to go, I said. Have fun at the beach tomorrow. Good weather for sunbathing anyway. He looked outside at the pouring rain and smiled. I was supposed to go with my schoolmates to La Puche Beach the following day.
Thanks. Will I see you there too?
No. Emmett and I are going camping at the Great Rocks Wilderness.